This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Attorney General William Barr says that President Donald Trump has got to stop his tweets about the Justice Department. As AP's Tim McGuire reports, Barr said that Trump's tweets make it impossible to do his job.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases.
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
People in the department are men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison, and then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The U.S. Senate Thursday backed legislation to limit President Trump's ability to wage war against Iran, rebuking the president after a strike against an Iranian military commander and Tehran's retaliation last month raised fears of a broader regional conflict. The measure, authored by Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, says Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Kaine and other supporters said the resolution was not about Trump or even the presidency, but instead was an important reassertion of congressional power to declare war.
When we speak in a bipartisan way on a matter of war and peace, we send a message to the troops that is a message of unity, and that's what the troops and their families deserve.
8 Republicans joined with the Democrats to pass the resolution, 55 to 45. The president has promised to veto it. This is VOA News. The Health Commission in Hubei Province, China, says the number of deaths from the coronavirus rose by 116 Thursday. The total number of infected people in the province is up to nearly 52,000. But as Lisa Schlein reports, the World Health Organization says the dramatic increase in the number of cases is due to a change in the way that suspected cases are diagnosed and reported.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The leader of Italy's right-wing League Party, Matteo Salvini, claims that all of his former government was in on it when it came to taking the decision to deny the disembarkation of migrants from a Coast Guard ship last year. Sabina Castelfranco has details from Rome.
Matteo Salvini on Thursday defended his position not to allow migrants to disembark from the Coast Guard vessel Gregoretti for 6 days last July, saying it was a shared decision with other members in the government. The far-right leader was speaking one day after the Senate voted to lift his immunity from prosecution that had until now shielded him as a former cabinet minister from being sent to trial. Now magistrates in Sicily will be able to press charges against him for abuse of power and kidnapping. It is not clear when such a trial will begin, but should Salvini be convicted, he could face a sentence of 6 months to 15 years in prison. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Thursday the United States and the Taliban have negotiated a proposal for a 7-day reduction in violence. Speaking at a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Esper said that he had had a series of productive meetings with allies about the proposals and the way forward.
We've said all along that the best, if not only, solution in Afghanistan is a political agreement. Progress has been made on this front, and we'll have more to report on that soon, I hope.
On Wednesday, the Taliban had issued an ultimatum to Washington after weeks of talks with a U.S. peace envoy, demanding a reply to their offer of a 7-day reduction of violence and saying they would walk away from the negotiating table if they didn't get it. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.